From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. State Senate candidate Jason Maughan is campaigning on a message of clean water. Maughan's challenging Fort Myers incumbent Lizbeth Beniquisto for Senate District 27, which covers much of Lee County. The Republican candidates face off in Tuesday's primary. The Sanibel lawyer wants to buy U.S. Sugar's land south of Lake Okeechobee to help relieve harmful discharges into the rivers bordering it. U.S. Sugar has criticized previous plans. But a Political Action Committee, or PAC, has been attacking Maughan. And as WGCU's Topher Forges reports, that PAC has ties to Big Sugar and Beniquisto.
State Senate candidate Jason Maughan says he's running because state politicians are not fixing the water issue. The Caloosahatchee River has suffered from toxic algal blooms since heavy Lake Okeechobee discharges began earlier this year. Maughan says the dirty water could hurt the local economy.
If that river stays green, and for gosh sake, it is now August and we still got a green river that started after Christmas. If that river stays green, we're going to have a micro-recession that will make the last one look like a joke.
The Political Action Committee Truth Matters has been hitting Maughan's campaign, but not his message. You may have seen the ads.
Two people sat in the car. Suddenly, gunfire exploded their window, sending one victim to the hospital with a neck wound. Who was the criminal behind the trigger? Jason Maughan.
That's referring to a 1995 incident in Washington State when Maughan was a student. The news press reports Maughan shot into a car he thought was abandoned. Maughan says it was an accidental discharge that the sheriff's department later determined the gun was broken. Two people were reclining in the car. One was cut by shattered glass. The news press reports Maughan fled, was caught, and charged with felonies. It also reports those charges were reduced to misdemeanors. Maughan sued for wrongful prosecution and was awarded roughly $100,000. Maughan says what's been aired and written about the case is not true.
I've never been, quote, done for a felony. I've never been chased by the cops. I've never had a DUI. I've never had any of the things that were stated in there.
The group that put out the ad, Truth Matters, is a Tallahassee-registered PAC that has the same address as a group of lobbyists. Their recent clients include U.S. Sugar and Florida Crystals. It's well-funded, totaling almost $350,000 in donations this year. And all of its donations this year came from three other PACs. There's Big Sugar money in a couple of those PACs, about $185,000 in donations from 2014 to 2016. Remember, U.S. Sugar owns the land Maughan wants to purchase to move water south. University of South Florida political science professor Susan McManus says the world of campaign finance is like an octopus.
The arms are reaching everywhere, and often they become entangled with each other and then disentangle, and some poor person really trying to track the money flow in politics is one of the most difficult jobs facing anyone.
A U.S. Sugar spokesperson defended the company, saying it participates in the American political process just like other businesses. Truth Matters is also tied to State Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto's campaign through a man named Brian Hughes. Hughes is Truth Matters' spokesman. Financial reports also show Beniquisto's campaign paid Hughes' media company, Meteoric Media Strategies, more than $9,000 in June for, quote, printing. Hughes is also a former spokesperson for a group representing Big Sugar. There are other links between Truth Matters and Beniquisto's camp, like a political consulting firm she hired in 2014 that shares an address with one of the PACs funding Truth Matters. Government watchdog group Integrity Florida's Ben Wilcox says it seems as if Beniquisto's campaign was coordinating with the PACs. He says there's no restrictions he can think of for how much a candidate and a PAC can coordinate, but when it comes to money, Wilcox says Florida's contribution rules put candidates at a disadvantage.
A candidate is limited in the amount of money he or she can raise, but then again, you know, a PAC can raise unlimited amounts and spend against that candidate, and it kind of creates an unfair balance.
State Senate challenger Jason Maughan says he's received calls of support in the wake of Truth Matters' attacks.
They don't make violent felons spotless lawyers. Simple as that. If it said that I actually lived on Mars, what am I supposed to say at that point? It makes exactly no sense.
Calls to Truth Matters, Meteoric Media Strategies, and an associated law firm were not returned. State Senator Lizbeth Beniquisto also did not return repeated attempts to discuss her campaign.
I'm Topher Forges in Fort Myers.